我们下午要请高佩兰姐妹来做见证。
And so this afternoon, I'd like to ask Sister 佩兰高 to testify.
啊，因为她有一个机会啊，神安排她啊来到喜乐坡这里。
And God arranged an opportunity for her to come to the Hillsboro Church.
啊，所以有机会让她到教会来慕道。
And then study the truth.
啊。感谢主，在上一次的灵恩会，他接受洗礼。
Praise and thank God. In the past April convocation, she received a water baptism.
啊，因为他回去以后啊，主耶稣又让他回来啊，在这边的会城的天普那边读书。
And she went back to Taiwan, but God also arranged an opportunity for her to return to the United States and currently studying in Temple University.
啊，最近他的外祖父啊，因为年纪很大，生病很重。
And so recently, her grandfather was seriously ill.
啊，已经七八年了，都要插管嘛。
And for 7 and 8 years, they need to rely on respirators.
啊，只有人都快昏迷了。
And it was almost in a state of coma.
然后主耶稣又让他有机会清醒过来，答应洗礼。
And Lord Jesus given the opportunity to be awakened and receive baptism.
啊，洗礼。以后啊，一直到现在，整个情况都还蛮好的，比以前更进步。
And after baptism and her grandfather's condition, actually got better than before.
所以他就要来跟我们分享他怎么信主，以及他的祖父怎么经过洗礼的过程。
So she wanted to testify how she came to believe and how her grandfather received baptism.
奉主耶稣圣名，在这边做见证。
In the name of Jesus, I testified.
我在真耶稣教会，我的家族在真耶稣教会，算起来我是第四代。
And so, in my family, I consider the fourth generation.
但是我的外婆跟我的妈妈，他们都是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And so, my grandmother on my mother's side, and also my mothers are believers.
但是我的外公还有我的爸爸，他们不是信徒。
But my grandfather and my father, they are not members.
所以我从小不认识神。
So when I grew up, I did not know God.
也没有看过妈妈去教会。
I never seen my mother go to church.
但是很感谢神的是，我小的时候就记得妈妈跟我说过，你每天睡觉前要祷告。
But ever since I was little, I remember my mom told me that before we go to bed, you should pray.
也很奇妙的是，我不知道为什么，我就记得开头就是要说奉主耶稣圣名祷告，哈利路亚。
So I don't know why, but I was pray, say in the name of Jesus, I pray and hallelujah, praise the Lord.
然后结尾也知道要说阿门。
And then when the prayer ends, I'll say amen.
但是小时候就是很自然，就是只是把它当做一个很像睡前要刷牙的习惯。
And so I treat it like a habit of, you know, brushing teeth and before I go to bed.
也没有真的有特别想要求告什么，就是隐隐约约觉得我从小常常时常觉得自己蛮幸运的。
And so, for some reason, I always thought I was pretty lucky.
然后因为很幸运的时候，不知道要感谢哪一个人，所以就是都很简短的就祷告感谢神，就大概就这样。
And because I thought I was pretty lucky, so sometimes I would make a very short prayer and thank God.
然后记得有一次，我的姨婆，就是我外婆的妹妹。
And so my grand aunt, that's my grandmother's sister.
她带我到真耶稣教会的布道会。
And once she brought me to a evangelical service at the True Jesus Church.
我还记得那个时候我很小，然后台上的人当时在见证，生病得医治。
And then I remember I was very little, and then someone testified about how his illness was healed.
我那时候听到心里面还想说。我还很年轻，身体很健康，所以这种事情离我太遥远了。
And so when I first heard it, I thought, I'm so young, and this is so far away from me.
现在想起来，就是当时真的很无知。
And so I was really quite ignorant at the time.
然后当时台前也有一个人在分享见证他怎么得圣灵的。
And then someone testified how he received the Holy Spirit.
所以对我来讲，圣灵这两个字从那个时候就听到，但是 不明白，也不知道是什么。
And so even though I heard the term Holy Spirit, but I didn't understand it. I don't know what it meant.
那刚刚说我一直觉得从小就觉得自己很幸运。回想起来，例如说，我其实跟我一般身边的朋友的童年不大一样。
And so my childhood was a little bit different from most people.
因为我父母就是都是经商。
My parents, they do business.
我记得我小的时候，我爸爸也事业做得很成功，一次买好几栋房子。
And my father at one time was very prosperous and then bought a lot of houses.
然后也是学校的荣誉家长。
And then he received some kind of an award from school.
但是他事业一做成功以后，就想要做更大，然后后来就反而弄得负债累累。
And so, but after he tried to expand his business, he fell, and we owe more money.
所以在小时候，我们有时候会有债主找上门，就还要就是躲债。
And then sometimes the debtor would come to our house to collect, and we have to hide somewhere.
那父母也经常因为财务事业的事情，家里有一些纷争不和乐。
And then because of the financial situation, there is always trouble in the house.
所以我父母在我13岁的时候就离婚了。
And so my parents, when I was 13, they divorced.
但是我说我感觉我很幸运，是感谢主。我一直觉得就是有饭吃，有房子住，就已经很幸运了。
And so I always thought I was lucky because I have a roof over my head and I have food on the table.
也没有像一般的单亲家庭就是变坏。
And so I didn't go astray as some other single family.
但是在我小时候，
single parent family.
但是在我小时候总觉得面对家里的一些困难，我很无助。
And but sometimes I feel like when there's issues in the family, I feel hopeless.
所以感谢神，我很幸运的在高中的时候，那个时候我当上交换学生。
And so when I was in high school, I became an exchange student.
所以我16岁的时候就必须要去跟从来没有见过的家庭生活。
And so when I was 16, I had to live with some families that I previously didn't know, complete strangers.
那时候刚来到美国，英文也不会讲。
I was 16 when I came to America and I couldn't speak English.
然后是非洲裔的爸爸。
So my the foster family, the husband was black.
白人的妈妈。
And the wife was white.
所以在那个时候对我来讲有很多的文化环境还有语言都不通，还有许多的 culture shock 要去适应。
And so there was a lot of culture shock for me to get used to.
但是感谢神，我那时候都觉得我身边总是有很多很有爱心的人会来帮助我。
And but I felt that there was always a lot of loving people come to help me.
所以回想起来，小时候就是比较无知，其实主耶稣一直在我身旁看顾我跟保守我，我当时不知道。
And so I was quite childish at the time, but Lord Jesus has always been with me and tried to protect me.
后来我跟摩门教徒的家庭住了两年。
And then I stayed with a Mormon family for about 2 years.
他们是很敬虔的摩门教徒。
And they were very devout Mormons.
当时我每个安息日聚会，他们的安息日聚会，我也跟着他们去教会。
So when they have their services, I will go with them.
他们也邀请传道士来家里跟我讲道。
And so they invite their pastor to speak to me.
那传道士他们也会鼓励我要祷告。
And they also encourage me to pray.
我从他们身上可以看到，对于信仰很敬虔的态度，还有行为。
And so I did see them very devoutly pursuing God and fear God.
所以也从中其实得到一些感动。
And so I was touched a little bit.
但是我从来没有在祷告里面有过任何的感动。
And but
那个时候
，but at that time I never received any movement in prayer.
但是他们经常跟我提及， faith 这个字，信心。
But they often mention the word faith.
所以从那个时候开始，我其实对于 faith 这个字感，就是这个含义感到很好奇。
And so I began to wonder what is the meaning of faith.
那在摩门教会里面，他们也说，Holy Spirit.
And now, in the Mormon Church, they also mention Holy Spirit.
但是在那个时期，我有时候心里面就会回想起来，当时小时候在真耶稣教会看到大家用灵言祷告的样子。
And so when they mentioned the word Holy Spirit, there are some recollections of when I came to Church's Church, people pray in Holy Spirit.
所以我那时候也会很纳闷，觉得为什么我们家庭他们还有教会跟我小时候看到的 Holy Spirit 好像不一样这样。
And so I wonder why is it that these Mormon families mention the Holy Spirit is different from my experience of Holy Spirit in the True Jesus Church.
就这样子就摆着。后来我就上了大学。
And then I went to university.
也就开始独自生活。
And I lived by myself.
所以就再也没有去过教会了。
So I never been to the church again.
在大学的时候，我印象中我连所谓小时候那种习惯祷告的行为也没有了。
And when I was in college, I didn't even pray like when I was little.
那就在我要申请大学毕业哦，我那时候念大学的时候自己也还算蛮努力的，觉得就是不要给家人增加困扰，要在国外好好努力，所以当时也念了两个学位。
And so when I was studying at university, I studied very hard because I don't want to cause financial burden to my family, so I got 2 degrees.
所以我在申请研究所的时候要考那个 GRE 考试。
And so we had to take GRE for graduate school.
当时我要考试的时候，突然得了眩晕症。
And so when I, for some reason, I had this chronic dizziness when I was taking the test.
所以考得非常差。
And so I did really bad on the test.
但是那时候也不知道为什么考试这么差，研究所还是上了，也还拿了奖学金。
But thank God I was able to still go to graduate school and I got some scholarship for it.
当时就只是再一次觉得自己还挺幸运的。
And so I keep on thinking I was pretty lucky.
后来我在念研究所的时期，其实身边有很多的朋友。
And so when I was studying at the graduate school, I had a lot of friends.
那一边工作一边努力念书。
And so I hope to work, also work part-time.
也像一般的学生时常玩乐。
And then I also a party like others.
所以这样看似稳定的生活，不知道为什么我内心常常会觉得很空虚。
And even though everything seems very smooth, but I always feel emptiness inside.
那个时候有时候晚上睡觉会莫名其妙的哭，就觉得很寂寞。
And then at night, in the middle of the night, I would for no reason start crying bitterly and I feel very lonely.
有时候也会很歇斯底里的发脾气。
And sometimes I'll go hysterical and then I can control my anger.
那就这样子过了差不多一年。
And this happened for about a year.
那这样的生活忽然间说变就变。
And all of a sudden my life changed.
我的妈妈在中国出了一些状况。
And my mother had some issues in China.
当时她被她算是最信任的事业伙伴背叛。
And she was betrayed by her business partner.
所以对她来讲心理打击非常大。
And so she was struck deeply.
所以当时我就毅然决定休学搬去中国。
So I quit my graduate studies and I moved to China.
那一下子也就过了三年。
And then I stayed in China for 3 years.
这三年呢，在我的物质生活上其实过得也是挺不错的。
And materially speaking, I had everything.
住好的公寓。
So I live in good apartments.
家里还有就是阿姨打扫煮饭。
And there's some maids who help cleaning and cooking.
上班去机场也有司机接送。
And then there's drivers serving the company.
可是我很不快乐。
But I was very unhappy.
那个时候我每天起来就是像个工作狂一样，就完全投入工作。
And then every day I wake up, I would work like crazy, like a workaholic.
那 家里从小就有的一些问题也还是存在。
And there's always some problem in the family that still bothers me.
在那个时候我也解除了自己的婚约。
So I was previously engaged, but I had to cancel the engagement.
所以面对生活混乱，还有工作、家庭上所有的压力。
And facing all these stress and challenges.
我当时内心其实非常痛苦。
And I was in serious pain.
但是我不允许自己表现出来。
But I didn't want that to be shown.
所以那时候就只是越来越就是压抑、抑郁跟焦虑。
So I just keep on suppressing myself to the point of depression.
所以有一段时期我几乎每天晚上都喝酒。
And so for a period of time, every night I would get drunk. I would drink.
那段时期也就时常跟朋友出去玩乐喝酒。
And then I would find opportunity to look for friends to party and get drunk.
可是每次我喝酒，每次我吐。
So every time after I get drunk and I threw up.
我只是觉得内心里面更痛苦。
I just feel the pain inside is more severe.
也不知道自己是谁了，就觉得好像快要掉进一个很黑暗的漩涡里面不可自拔这样。
I feel I was losing myself and I'm sinking deeply in the abyss and I cannot pull myself out.
但感谢主。
But praise and thank God.
就在那个时候我开始又会在祷告里面跟神诉说我内心的焦虑痛苦。
I began to pray to God about some of the sufferings that I experienced.
那个时候其实有时候诉说跟祷告觉得好像有一些回应。
And so it seems like God sometimes would answer my prayer.
但是我都只告诉自己应该是巧合吧。
But then I told myself, oh, these are just coincidence.
那感谢神的是在去年的四月份。
And so around April of last year.
我刚刚说小时候带我去过真耶稣教会的姨婆。
So my grand aunt who brought me to True Jesus Church when I was young.
他正胰脏癌，癌症末期。
And he was terminally, he's suffering from terminal cancer.
所以我就抱着一个意念想去新加坡，最后陪陪他。
And so I wanted to go visit her for one last time in Singapore.
但神也很奇妙的安排，我没有想到我的飞机那时候延误大概四五十分钟。
And for some reason, my flight got delayed about 40-50 minutes.
所以当我到达姨婆家的时候，姨婆已经离开了。
And when I arrived my grand aunt's house, and she had just departed.
我内心很难过，因为我还有很多很多话想跟她说。
And I was very, very sad because I had a lot of words I wanted to speak to her.
很奇妙的是姨婆大概离开也就差不多是那样子的时间，差不多四五十分钟。
And they told me that my grand aunt passed away about 40-50 minutes ago.
所以她的女儿没有让葬仪社的人把她带走。
And so it was still in the house that they haven't taken her to the funeral home.
他们知道我要来，所以
they knew I was coming.
所以姨婆其实还躺在床上。
And so my grand aunt was still lying on the bed.
我看着他，也就噼里啪啦，就所有想说的话跟感伤就全部表达出来。
So I saw her lying in the bed, and I cried and I told her everything.
但是很奇妙的是他，他已经胰脏癌最后瘦得像皮包骨一样，就是像那个没有，就是完全没有吃饭的皮包骨躺在床上。
And she died of terminal cancer, and she was very thin and lying in the bed.
可是我对着他讲话，
But when I was speaking to her,
他看着我的眼神，
and the way she looked at me,
就是像我小时候印象中那样慈祥跟平安。
And I can see her face, even though she passed away, was so peaceful, just like I remember when I was young.
那隔天呢，也很顺利的临时安排要火葬火化。
And so the next day, they would have the funeral service where she'd be cremated.
现在想起来，当时瞻仰仪容，真的就像刚刚今天传道说的，就像睡着了的样子。
And when I look at her, and indeed she looked like she was just sleeping.
但是因为当时我内心感到极悲伤，又看着她的身体就这样被火化，所以我就是哭的就快要崩溃了。
And because I really miss my great aunt, and as witness to cremation, I kept crying hysterically.
当时新加坡的李信德传道看到我。
And there was a Peter Shi in Singapore. He saw me.
他就拍拍我肩膀跟我说，神会安慰你。
And then he came and tap on my shoulder, say, God will comfort you.
那时候我不明白是什么意思。
I don't know what he meant.
在告别式之后呢，的一个聚餐。
And so in the reception after the memorial service,
有一位新加坡的弟兄，他跟我见证说，他本来是无神论主义者。
And there was a Singaporean brother testified to me that originally he was an atheist.
那也感谢神，借着这个机会，我稍微跟他分享了，我说我先前在上海的时候那一阵子觉得时常祷告好像有一些回应。
And so then I testified to him that, you know, when I was in Shanghai, when I prayed to God, it seems I was getting some answers.
当时他对我说一句话，他说他本来是念科学的。
And he told me something. He said originally, he said I used to study science.
他说你知道学科学的这个巧合在科学上的几率有多少吗？多小吗
？Do you know scientifically speaking, what are these coincidences? The probability of these coincidences?
我忘记，反正他说零点多少多少。那他说你两三个你觉得得到回应的巧合，那又是零点多少多少多少。
And for your prayer to be answered consecutively, do you know what's the probability? They might be 0.000 something percent.
所以就这样子，我带着这样的话就回到了台湾。
And then I returned to Taiwan.
感谢神。那时候他不只是安慰我。
At that time, he didn't just comfort me.
从那个时候开始，我的心眼也开了。
And I began to open my heart.
我开始好像小时候很多跟姨婆有关信仰的记忆，就那个时候好像以前是堵塞的，就被打通了。
And so it seems like my old memory with my grand aunt has now been coming back. It's now coming back.
所以我开始在祷告里面就想说，姨婆去了哪里
？And so I began to think in my prayer. So where did my grand aunt go?
真的神你存在吗
？And so God, do you really exist?
真的有天国吗
？Does heavenly kingdom truly exist?
从那个时候祷告，我的手就开始，身体就开始震动。
And so when I begin to pray, my hands start to move a little.
我的姨婆。给我跟我有的信仰记忆，就让我想到，《生命记》六章七节说。
And so I remember, in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 7.
我念给大家听好了。Okay. 也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论。
And so you must teach your children the word of God, whether you're standing up or lying down, you should teach them the words of God.
我小时候觉得姨婆住在一个很环境非常破旧的老公寓里。
I remember my great aunt lived in a very old and small apartment.
可是我那时候都觉得，为什么她住在这么贫穷的地方，却总是很喜乐的样子
？And even though he seems so poor, but he's always so happy.
我住在她家，她每天早上起来。好像读经祷告就是他生活的一部分。
And so he wake up in the morning, he prays, and it's part of his life.
他也会时常跟我讲说，他去哪里家庭访问啊，然后什么见证啊，种种跟教会有关的事情，他都会跟我分享，而且是用很喜乐的心情跟我分享。
And he shared with me all the testimonies and all the visitations he did at the church very joyfully.
可惜的是，那时候我都没在听。
Unfortunately, I didn't quite understand.
就是像心眼瞎了一样，都不明白。
As if my heart was blind.
所以，感谢主，在那个时候，我就开始 也改变了。
So I began to change.
我自从祷告开始晃动以后，我觉得每次在祷告里面都觉得好像有声音会回复我。
And so when I pray, I begin to be moved by the Holy Spirit. I feel my prayer is often answered.
但是我心里面纳闷。
But I also question.
为什么世界上有这么多教会？
Why are there so many churches in the world?
我到底应该要先去哪一个教会？
Which church should I go to first?
那个时候我得到的一个答案是好像圣经真理这样。
And so when I prayed to God, the answer I got from the prayer was truth in the Bible.
我从来没看过圣经。
I never read the Bible.
也不爱看书的人。
And I don't like to read.
所以我也不知道怎么开始看圣经。
So I don't know how to start reading the Bible.
但是因为有了这样的感受，我整个人就变了，就很想要看圣经。
But because I have this feeling, so I wanted to read the Bible more.
然后也很想要知道我一直以来在诉说的对象，他存在，他到底是谁
？And so I wanted to find out who is this person, who is this God I've been praying to.
所以我开始去不同的教会聚会。
So I started going to different churches.
有一次我星期日一次去听了三个证道。
And so I remember this one Sunday I visited three different churches.
就觉得心里面很急迫，有一种火热这样。
So I feel very urgent. I need to find out.
但是当天祷告，我感受神告诉我说：“孩子，不要急。”
And then, so when I prayed to God, and I felt an answer from God was, "Child, don't be too anxious. Have patience."
所以，就是后来感谢神，就是在家里深夜祷告的时候，刚开始我没有说方言。
And so, in the beginning, I did not speak in tongue. But one night, when I was praying.
后来渐渐的有一次就感谢主就赐下宝贵的圣灵。
And so in one of the prayer, God gave me the Holy Spirit.
所以就一连这样子不断的我跟他诉说祷告。
And so I keep on praying to God.
就经常有一些属灵上灵里的体验。
And so I also have a lot of spiritual experiences.
那感谢神就在我这那时候很低潮的时候。
So at the low point of my life.
我在去年的九月份
，so around last September，
因为一次旅行来到美国
，I came to U.S. To travel。
那次神也是就是很奇妙，就因为遇到了风灾
，and because it was a natural disaster，
所以把我原本要在美国的计划全部打乱了
，and then it kind of messed up my visitation schedule in America。
所以我因为这样从东岸后来。西岸后来来到了东岸。
Because of that, I came to the East Coast, in the U.S.
感谢神，就很奇妙的这样来到了第一次来到喜乐坡教会。
And very miraculously, I came to the Hillsboro Church for the first time.
当时内心其实也还是很低潮。
At that time, I was still very depressed.
可是第一次来到喜乐坡教会的时候，就觉得好像自己属于这里，有一种很熟悉的感觉。
But the first time I stepped into the church, I feel like I belong here, and everything is so familiar.
那感谢主，因为我之前在台湾大概有两个月的时间在找教会的时候，去了很多不同的教会。
So about 2 months, when I was in Taiwan, I tried to go to different churches.
后来只是觉得，就是人认识的越多
，I met a lot of people，
越搞不清楚真理到底在哪里。
Because everyone told me different things, I was very confused about where's the truth。
那来到喜乐坡教会的时候
，So I came to the Hillsboro Church。
我也没有车子，所以也不会到处乱跑。
So I have no cars, I couldn't go anywhere。
所以就很清新的待在这里。
So I stay here and study the truth。
而且是很清新的一个感觉。那个时候
and I feel my heart was very, very pure and very was no obstructions.
所以感谢神，那个时候在这个会堂。
So over here in this chapel.
我时常祷告，会很感动，感受到他的爱，还有很多的感动，说不出来，就像被他洗涤一样那样子。
And every time I pray, I will feel very touched, very moved, and always the word of God and the spirit of God will cleanse me.
所以也就这样子在这边专心慕道了一阵子。
And so I studied the truth here for a period.
那感谢神，也就在去年，神哦，哎，是今年哦，对，就在今年，神很奇妙的在把我，因为后来又回去台湾，又很奇妙的带回来美国，能够继续慕道，并且受洗归主。
It was truly miraculous, and I returned to Taiwan for a period of time, and I was able to return to America in time, and then got baptized.
所以就有如圣经说的，清心的人有福了。必得见神。
Indeed, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
当时的那些忧郁、焦虑，就这样子在喜乐坡教会被神洗涤以后，就一扫而空。
And so all my worries and depressions, and after was cleansed by God, I was completely healed here at this church.
那感谢神，我想说，昨天在布道会的时候传到。引用路加福音十九章九节到十节。
And so yesterday, during the evangelical service, the pastor used Luke chapter 19, 9 to 10.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家。
And Lord Jesus said, for the salvation has now reached this household.
因为他是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because he too is the descendant of Abraham.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
And for the Son of Man came to look for the lost.
所以就在我感受深刻体会到神的救恩以后
And so after I deeply experienced God's salvation
感谢神也给我机会让我能够分享福音给家人
And Lord gave me the opportunity to share this gospel with my family members
我记得有一次听到启示录所说的火湖
And so when I hear about the lake of fire in Revelation
那时候我内心就非常的害怕，就一直哭，就停不下来。
And so I, when I heard about it, I was so scared, I kept crying.
所以从那个时候开始，我在祷告里面就跟神说。
So ever since then, in my prayer, I told God.
因为我感受到自己除了自己从前的不义跟罪过以外，我也知道家人是发生了哪些事情。
And so after I realized the wrongdoings in the past, I also realized what my family members had done wrong.
所以我那时候开始每一次祷告都苦苦哀求主耶稣，求他赦免我们的罪跟不义。
And so I pray to God deeply, may he forgive our iniquities.
也求主能够让他们的心重新转向于真神。
So I hope that my family members' heart can once again turn back to the true God.
所以那时候我回台湾的时候，再回来喜乐坡之前
，And so before I
对不起，回来费城之前
，Before I returned to Philadelphia when I was in Taiwan，
我有心想跟我的妈妈传福音
，So I wanted to preach to my mom, preach back to my mom again。
但是我那个时候有心，可是不够刚强。
And I had the desire, but I wasn't strong enough.
我当时不敢在家里面大声祷告。
I was afraid to pray loudly in my house.
但感谢神，我想起保罗在提摩太后书劝勉我们说，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
But I remember Paul encouraged Timothy that for the spirit of God is not of timidity, but a strength and power.
所以你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻。
And never be feel ashamed of the gospel.
所以那时候力量加添以后，我就勇敢的邀请妈妈回来教会。
And so I gather my courage and I invite my mother back to the True Jesus Church.
当时我妈妈在浸信会聚会。
And that time my mom was going to a Baptist church.
所以有几次邀约，她都拒绝我。
And so every time I asked her, she refused.
我想要跟我的外公也传福音。
I wanted to preach to my grandfather.
因为他那时候年纪已经很大了。
And he was very old.
我每次邀他去教会，或者是跟他说我们一起祷告好不好，他都会有回应。
And he was serious. He was ill and old. And when I said, "Let's go to church or let's pray," he'll respond something.
可是那时候他跟我的大舅舅住在一起，我大舅每次都反对。
But he was living with my eldest uncle, and my eldest uncle strongly refused him to come to church.
所以就这样，我也准备要回到美国，我当时就只能留下一些福音 CD 给看护，让他时常要放给我阿公听。
And so I left some gospel sermons and CDs for the nurse to play sermons for my grandfather.
那时候也记得说，因为我知道我的妈妈很孝顺。
I know my mother was a very filial person.
所以离开台湾，我最后跟她说的就是，阿公时日不多了。
So when I returned to America, I told my mother, "Say, grandfather's days are numbered."
他还没有受洗。
He's not baptized.
你要他有机会能够再跟阿嬷、外婆相聚吗？
Wouldn't you prefer him to meet with grandmother again?
就这样，我来到了美国。
And after I said that to my mom, I returned to U.S.
所以回到美国以后，我就不断祷告。
So after I returned to the States, I kept on praying.
感谢神，有一天呢，忽然我妈妈自己打电话来。
One day, my mother called me.
她说，现在天气变暖和了，我想带阿公去教会。
He said, "Now the weather is getting better. I want to bring Grandpa to the church."
你觉得我带他去浸信会好吗？
My mother said, "Should I bring him to the Baptist church?"
感谢主，那时候有机会跟他说，让他能够明白要回到真耶稣教会。
And praise and thank God, that was an opportunity for me to tell her that no, you have to bring Grandfather to the true Jesus church.
也很顺利的，在那个时候就安排了家庭访问。
At that time, the church just so happened to arrange a family visit.
听当时台湾的传道说，也很顺利。那时候马上家庭访问完就是春季灵恩会。
And so right after the family visit, there was a spring spiritual convocation.
妈妈愿意去。
And so my mother was willing to return to the church.
那天灵恩会，他也愿意到前面跪下来祷告。
That day during the spiritual convocation, she came to the front to pray.
跪下来祷告以后，传道说他也是感动的大哭。
And the pastor said that she was so deeply touched, she cried bitterly.
他说他回到家了。
And she said she finally home.
所以感谢主就。这样子，妈妈回到了教会。
And so praise and thank God, that's how my mother returned to the church.
差不多过了一个多月以后。
So about a month later.
我同时间的时候，感谢神，只能祷告的时候。
And so while the only thing I can do was pray.
那时候桃园的舅舅是信徒。
And I have an uncle in Taoyuan, and he's still a member of the church.
他也愿意，他也正想要带阿公去教会聚会。
He wanted to bring my grandfather to the church.
而且我的大舅不再阻挡。
And my eldest uncle agreed to let my grandfather go.
所以我的阿公其实有到台北的木栅教会，就这样子又木到了大概两三次。
And so my grandfather went to the Muzha Church in Taiwan for about 2 to 3 times.
感谢神，他只有在家庭访问的时候见过一次传道。
And so he only met the pastor once during a family visit.
他已经88岁了。
He was 88 years old.
老人痴呆，阿兹海默症。
And he has Alzheimer's and his Alzheimer's.
Yeah.大概7年的时间都是卧床，在卧床。
For 7 years, he could only lie on the bed.
没有说话的能力，表达能力就像小孩子一样。
He couldn't speak, and when he want to express himself, will be just like an infant.
但是他到真耶稣教会的时候，看到传道在台上。
But when he came to a true Jesus church, he saw the pastors on the podium.
他很开心，一直。跟传道挥手，然后
he was very happy. He kept on waving the church and asked the pastor to come.
听教会姐妹还有传道说，在教会所有弟兄姐妹跟我阿公打招呼，他都很开心。
And then they told me that when the brothers and sisters greeted my grandfather, he was always so happy.
所以就这样过了差不多有一个月。
So this happened for about a month.
我在美国接到电话说阿公病危送到加护病房。
And then I receive a call in the United States that my grandfather is critically ill, is in intensive care.
那个时候因为急救，所以就也插了呼吸器。他本来就已经是插尿管、插鼻胃管了。
And he was in intensive care, so he already have all kinds of tubes attached to him. Now he's got other tubes.
也就是说，他接下来都必须仰赖呼吸器。活着。
Every minute he needs to rely on a respirator to sustain his life.
那感谢主，后来神也很奇妙的安排他，后来他突然又变肺结核。
And then he also contracted scoliosis, TB.
TB.
Yeah.
Yeah. 所以法律规定他必须要住在医院，不能够离开。
Because he has TB, so he cannot leave the hospital. He has to be in an isolation room.
当时我们内心是很焦急，希望阿公能够尽快受洗。
And we were very worried. We wanted our grandfather to get baptized.
但是就在他被关在医院因为肺结核那一个月的时间，他住的是单人病房。
And because he has TB, so he has to stay in a single room.
所以很感谢主，他虽然是睡睡醒醒，大部分时间意识不清楚。
And so sometimes he would fall asleep, and sometimes he'll be in coma. He'll go in and out throughout the day.
但是那个时候他在病房，我们都能够很不会受打搅的，可以跟教会的人来访问啊，或者是放诗歌。唱赞美诗给他听，都不会受到干扰。
But because he's in a single room, so church brother and sister can visit him and sing hymns and play sermon CDs without any issues.
我印象最深刻的就是他本来是昏迷的。
I remember very clearly that he was in coma for a long time.
就在有一次姐妹正要离开的时候，我们唱就刚刚那首赞美诗96首给他听。
And so just when the sisters are ready to leave the hospital, they sing hymn 96 for him.
他本来昏迷的，那时候他眼睛就张开了。
And he was unconscious at the time, but when the hymn ends, he opened up his eyes.
所以感谢主，后来渐渐的有机会跟阿公聊到就是天国的福音，说要受洗。
And so,when he regained his conscience, we began to preach to him and tell them about baptism.
可是在这个期间，就是也是，毕竟他有四个孩子，所以要大家同意也是很多不同的意见。
Because he has four children, so it was hard to get everyone to agree for him to receive baptism.
本来跟教会传道的计划是希望他能够在转入另外一个医院的时候。去受洗。
And so we talked to the church, and we thought maybe when he was transferring to a different hospital, he can get baptized.
但是当时我的大舅又阻挡。
But then my great uncle, he said no.
就在转院的前一天，所以我的大舅只答应说要转入新的医院以后再说。
And my great uncle said, only after he enrolled in a new hospital, then we'll talk about it.
就在转院的前一天晚上
，But the night before he got transferred，
我们突然接到电话，医院说很抱歉，我们人手不足，转院要再延一天。
And then the hospital say sorry, we don't have enough staff, so we have to delay this for one more day。
当时我心里面有点纳闷，觉得不知道阿公受洗又要是什么时候了。
So I was kind of worried. I don't know when my grandfather will get baptized.
但是这段期间，赞美诗152首，说主必有预备。
And so hymn number 152 it says the Lord will provide.
我在这段期间，我时常想起或这样或那样，主必有预备。我们不要失去盼望。
And so the hymn keep on reminding me that whether this way or that way, the Lord will provide. We should not lose hope.
所以就因为他转院延了一天
，because his transfer got delayed by one day，
我有机会跟新的院方沟通。
So I spoke to the new hospital's staff。
当然，因为阿公的身体状况
，because my grandfather was critically ill，
一般人会说 不允许我们这样做，太危险了。
And it was the risk is too high for him to get out of the hospital.
但感谢主，他跟我讲了老半天，可能快半个小时，所有的风险，说医生要再评估一两个月再说。
And then so the new hospital said it's impossible. We agreed to him getting baptized. Maybe come to a new hospital. We'll evaluate for 1 or 2 months. Then we'll talk about it.
讲到最后，忽然间他自己却说。
At the very end, after many talks, and he said,
你就在转院的时候把他带走好了。你只要十二点以前把他带来医院，其他我都不管。
Why don't you just take him before he arrives in this hospital? As long as he arrives at 12, we don't care what you do.
感谢主，就因为这样，我的舅舅也没再阻挡。
And because of that, my great uncle did not oppose it.
所以教会也是立刻安排临时施洗。
And so the church arranged a emergency baptism.
在受洗当天，因为本来就要转到新的医院，所以连救护车跟医护人员、新院方都帮我们安排好了。
And because it was on en route transferring to the hospital, so the new hospital provided ambulance and the drivers and all the nursing team.
当那个救护车司机跟护士来到医院的时候，那个护士很，他好像很疑惑，不知道我们要去哪里。
And so when the driver and the nursing and team arrive with the ambulance, they're wondering where are we going.
正在他很激动的跟我说话的时候，救护车司机突然对我说：“小姐，你跟我说就好。”
And then, Just when the nurse was questioning me what's going on, the driver said, Miss, just tell me where you want to go.
他说你是要去教会对吧？
And then the driver said, Are you going to church?
我说不是，我是要去受洗。
And I said, No, I'm going to do baptism.
我都还没有提到要活水受洗。
I didn't even mention about getting baptized in the
他自己问我说：“是去溪边吗？”
and the driver say, "Oh, you mean we going to the creek, right?"
感谢主，就很奇妙。他，我觉得他，我还什么都不用讲，他都明白。
For some reason,
我们要做的事。
For some reason, I didn't have to explain the driver. The driver knew exactly what's supposed to do. Where we're supposed to go.
他也用最快的速度要开到受洗场。
So he drove really fast, try to get to the baptism site.
我在救护车上，连我自己都坐不住了。
He drove so fast, I couldn't even handle my, I couldn't even hang on in the ambulance.
可是我阿公他看起来就是像在医院一样躺在病床上那样安稳。
And but for some reason, my grandfather was very stable and lying peacefully, just like he was in the hospital.
所以感谢主啊，那段过程就是还奇妙的神安排了一位很配合的救护车司机。
And so thank God, and so God arranged a driver who really cooperated.
所以他和教会的传道弟兄协助一起把我阿公从病床上抬到溪边进水。
So the driver, along with the church worker and the pastor, carried my grandfather all the way to the creek, and then carried him on the back and received baptism.
所以感谢主，我阿公这样的年纪，还有那样子的身体状况，神还是怜悯让他成就，让他受洗。
And so praise and thank God, even though my grandfather was critically ill, but he still able to receive water baptism.
那受洗之后，也像刚刚传道提的，他目前在医院也还是很平安。
And so praise and thank God, after baptism, he is still in the hospital, very peacefully.
他本来已经不能说话，但当天下午，我印象很深刻，他一直想说话。
So he couldn't speak for many years already, but after baptism that day, he keep on trying to speak to me.
所以我很仔细的去听他到底想说什么。
So I got close to him, try to listen to what he was trying to say.
他睡睡醒醒，但只要他醒来的时候，他就是一直重复的在念哈利路亚。
And so he would go in and out of consciousness, but when he's when he's conscious, he'll say Hallelujah.
而且一直好像想要我看他旁边。
And he always wants me to by his side.
那感谢主，就是神怜悯，让他能够在88岁的时候受洗。其实我阿公年轻的时候， 我的外婆就是时常叫她要去教会。
So praise and thank God that my grandfather, age of 88, received baptism. Actually, when my grandmother was young, she always wanted him to come to the church.
每次我阿公都只会说，啊，去教会冲啥啦？赚钱较赚钱较重要。
And so my grandfather will always answer, "Why do you go to church? Making money is more important."
他年轻的时候也是做生意起。起起伏伏，开过相馆，开过工厂，什么都做过很多生意。
So, he was also a businessman. He does a lot of different types of business.
到后来，他也是因为躲债，就遭楼要躲起来，离开家人，也做过很多糊涂的事。
And then eventually he was in serious debt, and actually had to run, stay away from the family and stay from the debtors and hide for a long period of time.
所以虽然他做过这么多不义的事情
，Even though he did a lot of wrong things in life，
我印象很深刻。我在医院每次跟他讲说，主耶稣很爱你，所以以前的都不算，神会赦免你，你一定要努力在内心里面祷告。
So I told him in the hospital that even though you may not be a good person, but Lord Jesus still love you. You have to pray inside.
感谢主。我觉得阿公是有回应的。
So, praise thank God, I know my grandfather listened.
所以虽然他年轻的时候一直不愿意来教会。
So even though he was young, he didn't come to the church.
神还是怜悯施恩。
And God still had mercy on him.
我们最后一起看一段经节。
And so let's read a verse.
雅各书五章十五节。
James chapter 5, verse 15.James chapter 5 verse 15.
出于信心的祈祷，要救那病人。
James chapter 5 verse 15 it says, "And prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well."
主必叫他起来。
And the Lord will raise him up.
他若犯了罪
，If he has sinned,
也必蒙赦免。
He'll be forgiven.
感谢主，我的阿公。曾经这样子如此的在神面前是如此的不义，也曾经是赌徒，什么事情也都做过，可是神的爱还是赦免了他。
And so even though my grandfather was not that good of a person, was a gambler and did a lot of bad things, but God still loved him.
所以愿一切荣耀颂赞都归于我们的真神。
May all glory and honor be unto our God in heaven.
感谢主哈
，Praise thank God。
佩兰跟我们谈到他，他们这个家庭，主耶稣怎么把他们带回来
？And so Sister 佩兰 share how God led this family back to Christ。
其实他的外婆啊，就是本来就是我们教会的信徒。
And so her grandmother was originally a member of our church.
那后来因为结婚了以后啊，先生没有信主，就是他的外公没有信。
And after she got married, her grandfather did not believe.
虽然在世界上打滚啊，做了很多事业。
Even though he did a lot of business in the world.
但是因为没有神可以靠，所以也经历了很多的苦。
And so because they did not rely on, he did not rely on God, so he also suffered much.
因为他的外婆后来早一点离世。
And her grandmother passed away a little bit earlier.
所以家人就失掉了信仰。
And so the faith of the family, no longer was established.
虽然说他的外祖父一开始做很多的事业很大。
Even though hisher grandfather may have conducted big business.
但是啊，后来事业失败了，还要跑路啊，就是啊躲债。
And but later on, he even have to run away from the debtors.
他的妈妈小的时候信主受洗。
And her mother was baptized when she was young.
但是后来啊，也渐渐的就没有来教会了。
But later stopped coming to church.
后来结婚以后啊，也受了很多苦。
And then after she got married, she also suffered much.
事业失败。
And she suffered from business
loss. 夫妻离婚。
And also family, also she got divorced.
所以真的离开神啊，那一种处境没有神依靠啊，真的很辛苦。
And so it's indeed a great suffering if you are away from God.
所以小的时候啊，佩兰就常常 到她的姨婆，就是她外婆的妹妹家。
And so when she was young, she would go to her great aunt's house.
啊，这个姨婆啊，她信仰非常好。
And her grand aunt has strong faith in the Lord.
啊，所以小的时候就给她一些道理上啊的一些教导，叫她祷告。
And provide some teachings, and teach her how to pray.
啊，虽然这些啊小的时候教导她的这些东西啊，但是在她的心里面啊，好像那个属灵的种子栽种他的心田里面。
And so even though she was young, but these words became seeds of salvation in her.
啊，所以感谢主啊！后来啊，神就是借着这样，让他这个真道的种子能够在他的心里面能够发芽成长。
Praise and thank God that this seed was able to grow in her.
啊，他的姨婆啊。在去年在新加坡离世。
And her great aunt passed away in Singapore last year.
啊，因为小的时候，姨婆对她的啊看顾很大，让她享受到姨婆的爱。
And so she felt the love of her great aunt.
所以在姨婆生病的时候，她就想要去看她。
So even when her great aunt was sick, she wanted to
visit her. 去的时候，姨婆已经离世了，所以她很伤心。
So by the time she arrived and her great aunt passed away, so she was very sorrowful.
她在很伤心的当中啊，但是神借着一些弟兄姊妹啊，借着传道人啊，安慰她。
But through the words of the pastors and church members to comfort her.
让她知道姨婆啊是主耶稣把她带回到天国去。
So she know that her great aunt is now with Lord Jesus.
啊，感谢主啊，在那个时候啊，神就让她从小的时候，姨婆给她讲的一些道理啊，啊，让她重新啊回想过来。
And praise and thank God that so the words that she received from her great aunt now.Begin to uncover.
那就重新再想想，真的姨婆是到天国去吗？回到主耶稣那里吗
？And she began to think, "Is my great aunt now with Lord Jesus?"
啊，她就开始又祷告啊，圣灵啊，就开始继续的带领她。
She began to pray, and Holy Spirit began to move.
啊，所以她回到台湾就开始找教会。
When she started looking for church in Taiwan.
啊，虽然到过好多的教会
，Even though she's been to many churches，
啊，她一直在寻找要在哪里敬拜神
，But she's still looking for the right place to worship God。
哎，感谢主啊，神非常奇妙的安排。
Thank God for the wonderful arrangement。
去年的九月啊，她有机会来到美国
，And she came to America last September。
她是参加弟弟的婚礼吗
？And so she came to attend her brother's wedding.
啊，本来是婚礼完以后就要回去了。
Or she was supposed to return back to Taiwan.
啊，那个刚好气候的因素啊，啊，所以她必须要改机票。
But because the weather was bad, she had to change her flight.
啊，她也跟航空公司讲好。
And she even told the airlines.
航空公司跟她讲说，你到东部了以后，你可以从东部直接坐飞机回去。
And then the airline said, "Why don't you have to stop at the East Coast for a little bit, then you'll fly back?"
所以她有一个舅舅在我们这里附近。
And she has a uncle live close to
her. 啊，她就来住舅舅家。
And so she came to stay with her uncle.
啊，她就跟教会留了一个电话。
And she left a phone number at the church.
啊，说我是某某人啦，我想要到教会。
She said, "I'm so and so. I want to go to church."
啊，假如你们接到这个电话的话，啊，就希望能够来载我。
And if you got this message, please come get me.
哈的，感谢主啊，刚好就一读啊，接到那个电话。
And person, thank God, I just so happened to get the message.
因为他说啊，如果你们啊没有接到我的话，也没有关系啦。
And the message basically said, "Well, if you're not around, that's fine."
啊，结果接到那个电话以后啊，就跟他联络啊，就带他到教会来。
And then we start bring her to church.
啊，所以本来要回去的啊，后来说，航空公司说这边不能够直接回去了，
and then,
还要回到加州。
And then the airline ticket said, "Oh, wait a second, you have to fly back to California."
啊，所以神安排让他在我们这边啊牧道一段时间。
And so God arranged to have her study the truth in this church.
后来又回到加州啊，去参加成人神训班，又在那边上课听道理，听一个礼拜。
And then she went to NAT. She even attended NATS in California. and study the truth for another week.
啊，所以神让他对道理啊有机会、有系统的学习。
And so God provide opportunity for her to learn the teachings.
啊，就是这样建立他信仰的根基。
And that's how she established her foundation.
当他回去以后啊，知道说这个的道理很宝贵，就一直想要传给他的家人。
She returned home and realized how precious this gospel is, so she wanted to preach to her family members.
啊，因为他妈妈虽然小的时候信主啊，但是后来啊。啊，都没有到教会来。
And but even though her mother used to go to church, but not anymore.
所以她回去以后就啊，希望说把道理再传给他们，希望他们能够回到主的身边。
So she wanted to preach the gospel back to her mom, and so they can all return back to God.
啊，感谢主啊，主耶稣就这样一步一步把他们带回来。
Praise and thank God, step by step, Lord Jesus brought her back home.
啊，让这些迷失的羊啊，又回到主的羊圈里。
So these lost sheep of God can now return to God's
fold. 所以他的妈妈后来就带他的祖父。啊，到木栅的教会。
And later on, her mother brought her grandfather to the Muzha Church in Taiwan.
啊，因为她觉得祖父啊年纪这么大了。
And she thought the grandfather was so old.
啊，应该啊啊要有机会受洗。
And he should be getting baptized.
那事实上，她祖父的身体状况啊。病很严重，人很虚弱。
And actually, her grandfather's illness is very severe. And very critical condition.
所以他要受洗啊，一定要神特别的怜悯。
And so for him to get baptized, it requires special mercy from God.
尤其他的舅舅啊，因为没有信主啊，所以他不了解。
And her uncle, because they don't believe in God, so they couldn't understand why.
啊，舅舅觉得说啊，这个阿公啊，现在年纪这么大，这么虚弱啊，怎么还要把他带到洗礼去洗礼啊？所以他一开始没有办法接受。
And so in the beginning, her uncle couldn't understand why the grandfather so weak, and you have to bring him to the river and get baptized.
啊，但是感谢主啊，主耶稣的安排啊，借着他们同心的祷告。
But praise thank God through the prayer of the members.
弟兄姊妹，大家关心啊，不断迫切的祷告。
Everyone pray for her grandfather.
所以让他的祖父啊，要从一个医院。啊，转到另外一个医院的时候
，and so during the transfer between one hospital to another，
啊，那个就拜托那个计程车司机呀、啊，啊，就把他带去啊洗礼啊，然后啊啊再送到另外一个医院去。
And so they asked the driver to send him to the baptism site to get baptized and then complete the transfer.
啊，所以看到整个过程啊，啊，神的安排真的非常的奇妙。而且配合得相当好。
And the entire arrangement was so wonderfully arranged.
而且那个司机啊，因为曾经带教会的信徒、教会的慕道者去洗礼，所以知道说，哇，在哪里洗礼啊，很清楚。
And so the driver just so happened to bring another member, a true seeker, to get baptized there. So he actually knew where the baptism site was.
哦，所以他一问说，来来，我决定，你们要去哪里？我要去洗礼。西里那边去洗礼吗
？And so the driver knew that they have to go to the creek to get baptized.
所以他路途很熟啊，开得很快。
And so he was able to drive very fast.
啊，很顺利的啊，就洗礼完，啊又把他阿公啊带到另外一个医院。
And so complete the baptism and then brought her grandfather to another hospital.
真的，神的作为啊。啊，神的安排，一切都是相当美好的。
So indeed, God's arrangement is truly miraculous.
啊，本来他的阿公啊，已经是病危了，很严重了。但洗礼完以后，一直到现在都很平静。
And praise thank God, and her grandfather was very severely critically ill.
啊，听说现在信徒一访问他，他都会跟人家打招呼啊。
And so now, when members visit him, he'll try to greet them.
他很高兴啊，常常念哈利路亚。
And he's always happy and always say hallelujah.
啊，所以那个情况啊，比以前啊进步很多。
And so the condition is actually a lot better than before.
啊，就是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
好，我们见证会就到这里，然后可以进默祷。
Our testimony session is about in print signs.
阿门，
阿门。
我们休息几分钟，十分钟好了，45开始祷告。
So we'll take a break till 10 to 4:45. Yeah, 4:45.